This is WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Composers have never stopped discovering new worlds of sound that can be stirred up from just one piano. When there are two pianos, the possibilities are dizzying. Tonight, two leading artists of our time reveal the magic of turning two Steinways into a swirling universe of sparkling detail. Thomas Addess, composer, pianist, conductor, and artistic partner of the Boston Symphony, and international pianist Kirill Gerstein. They're friends, they're collaborators, and tonight they unleash the power of two pianos in a kaleidoscopic program of 20th century masterpieces, Debussy, Ravel, Stravinsky, Lutosławski, and Addess himself. It's coming up on WCRB in Concert. I'm Kathy Fuller. It is exciting to see two 9-foot Steinways on a stage. They interlock like two giant puzzle pieces, so there's a keyboard on either side and the pianists are facing each other. Tonight's pianists have known each other since 2007, and they've put together an incredibly colorful program. The first half has a Boston Symphony connection through its legendary conductor Serge Koussevitzky. The opener is Debussy's En Blanc et Noir, in black and white, written late in the French composer's life when he was suffering with cancer and deeply anxious about the First World War. It has three movements, each dedicated to someone, and each with an epigraph or a quote. The first is for Koussevitzky with the quote, "He who stays in his place and does not dance quietly admits to disgrace." The second movement is for a lieutenant who died in battle, and the last movement is dedicated to Stravinsky, whose wild and modern Rite of Spring had dazzled Debussy. The epigraph for that one, "Winter, you are but a villain." And here they are, Thomas Addess and Kirill Gerstein, with Debussy's masterpiece for two pianos from 1915, En Blanc et Noir, here at Jordan Hall at New England Conservatory on WCRB in Concert. Pianists Thomas Addis and Kirill Gerstein from Jordan Hall at New England Conservatory. That was Debussy's En Blanc et Noir, in black and white, for two pianos from 1915. This concert co-presented by the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And you're hearing it on WCRB in concert. I'm Kathy Fuller. Well, the last movement of that piece by Debussy was dedicated to Stravinsky, and it's Stravinsky that comes next. The Symphony of Psalms was commissioned by Serge Koussevitzky for the 50th anniversary of the BSO back in 1931. It came at a time when Stravinsky was rediscovering religion, and the dedication of the symphony reads, to the Glory of God and the Boston Symphony. The Symphony of Psalms features three psalms for chorus with an orchestra very heavy on woodwinds and brass, two pianos, and no violins or violas. And that made for a hollow, mystical sound that was utterly unique. Well, tonight, Addis and Gerstein have a rare version of the Symphony of Psalms for two pianos alone. Shostakovich arranged it. The result is hollowness and mystery distilled, almost an X-ray of the original. And here they are, Thomas Addis and Kirill Gerstein, with the Shostakovich arrangement of Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms on WCRB in concert. That is something you don't hear very often. Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms, written to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Boston Symphony, in an arrangement for two pianos that Shostakovich put together. Two of Boston's favorite musicians there at Jordan Hall, Thomas Addis and Kirill Gerstein. I'm Kathy Fuller. This is WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Well, Gerstein and Addis met back in 2007, and there was a real musical chemistry there. They've been collaborating ever since. They took different paths to the piano, though. Kirill Gerstein was born in 1979 in what was then the Soviet Union. The piano was constantly present. His mom was a teacher, and he says it started as kind of a game with her. He played classical and jazz, and then when he was 14, the jazz legend Gary Burton noticed him and brought him to Boston to study jazz piano at the Berklee College of Music. Then at 16, Kirill realized he'd really have to choose between jazz and classical. He left jazz and has gone on to an incredible career. Thomas Addis was born in London in 1971. He headed for the piano in a different way. He played the instrument just for himself when he was a kid. His parents really didn't want to push him. But at age 11, he finally told them, you know, I think I should be pushed a little bit to have lessons. He became a formidable pianist. But when he started composing, he realized that that had to come first. As he told WCRB's Brian McCreath, other people can conduct as well as I can and play the piano, but no one else can write my pieces. Well, somehow he has been able to do it all. What comes next is incredibly fun to hear, a set of variations on Paganini's 24th Violin Caprice by Polish composer Witold Ludosławski. He wrote it when he and a friend were gigging as a piano duet during the Second World War, and it is fantastic fun. Here they are, Kirill Gerstein and Thomas Addis, with Ludosławski's Variations on a Theme of Paganini, here on WCRB in Concert. Thank you. Amazing stuff. That's Kirill Gerstein and Thomas Addess, two pianists in Witold Ludosławski's Variations on a Theme of Paganini. Such an entertaining little masterpiece, and it's got to be so much fun to play. I'm Kathy Fuller, and you are listening to WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's intermission now at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, and so I'll dip into some music that Thomas Addess wrote earlier in his career when In Concert continues.